Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Will Montgomery of the Washington Redskins for many years. Now works at PFF, among other places. You heard him on our station quite a bit last year. He knows a thing or two about blocking at the center position. The Redskins, with Spencer Long out, are turning the starting center gig over to a rookie, late-round pick Chase Roullier. How difficult is it for a kid center to learn what he needs to do when it comes to pointing out protections, getting everyone on the same page? And a lot of times, the center is as much the quarterback of protection as the quarterback is of the offense. So we'll talk to him about just how tall an order this is for Chase Roullier. Also want to get his thoughts on why the Redskins can't run the ball. Because
that's what I want to know.
Through 14 snaps as a first team offense, they're in big trouble. So he watched the film. He actually sent me a breakdown of all 14 plays. We'll go through that with him at 1 o'clock. We're talking rookie quarterbacks right now. Of the big four, who's going to have the best season, the best career? The list includes Mitch Trubisky of the Chicago Bears. Looked great in the preseason. Pat Mahomes looks like he's going to hold a clipboard this year in Kansas City. Deshaun Watson, at some point expected to take over for Tom Savage in Houston. And DeShone Kizer, the only of the four penciled in as of right now as a starter. Brock Osweiler not going to play in their dress rehearsal. Kizer going to get the start this week for the Browns. Randy, you're in Fairfax. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, I'm going to go with Watson for this year. He plays in the easiest division. He's got the Jags twice. I'm not sold on Tennessee as the trendiest pick ever. I know he's got Indianapolis. Mahomes isn't going to see the field. And the other two playing divisions where all three teams other than theirs are going to be competing for a playoff spot in terrible weather come November, December. Career-wise, though, I'll take Mahomes on this one. He's got Andy Reid. As long as Andy Reid stays there, you say what you want about Reid getting the Super Bowls, but the guy's a winner. The guy develops
quarterbacks. Yeah.
Nab had a great career. And Alex Smith is now, game manager or not, thriving in Kansas City. So I'm going to go Watson this year, Mahomes for the career.
I really do. That's kind of the list I have, and for similar reasons. For me, it's a lot about culture, situation, organization that you're in. Dan in Fairfax, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
first of all, I want to say, Danny, you totally cracked me up with your Lou Holtz impression yesterday.
Thank you. That's one compliment in a sea
gut,
of anger.
I was laughing so hard. When Grant started laughing, I started laughing harder, too, because you laughed.
Oh, thank you.
But that was awesome. I have to say, Mahomes has impressed me with the film I've seen of him. He's got a strong arm. And I'm going to go Trubisky second. I've heard he has a lot of potential. Kizer, I've seen some Notre Dame games where he impressed me. He has running ability, and I think he can grasp NFL concepts. And he's going to surprise some people. But I like Deshaun Watson, but I'm not so sure if he's going to excel in the and the National Football.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Dan, I want you to listen to something real quick.
Okay.
All right.
It's the Nationals. The Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals. It's the Nationals.
That's the hit song from Fairfax Dan. It's the Nationals.
Are you karaoke to your own song? I love it.
I am a singer in a band, so.
I love it, dude.
I'd like to do the song, but it needs to be, like I said, more up-tempo song, I think.
All right, we'll go up-tempo with it.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate that. 800-636-1067, you want to talk quarterbacks. I think Trubisky's the guy that's being forgotten here, though, because so far he's looked the best of the four.
And he's also going to get a shot to play. Now, I think Chicago's going to stink, but you got a great running game in Jordan Howard.
Yes.
Everyone talked about Ezekiel Elliott. People should have been talking about Jordan Howard doing it with way less around him. There's no Dez Bryant there, okay? There's no great offensive line.
There was Alshon Jeffrey there, though.
Yeah, but it ain't the same.
He might be better than Dez Bryant.
Maybe, but I'm just saying, it was not a similar situation to Dallas. That's an offensive line that just casually churns out 1,200-yard rushers. You and me could rush for 1,000 yards behind that group. Chicago had nothing. They were deplorable. They couldn't throw. Couldn't do anything. They were behind all the time, and Jordan Howard put up 1,300-plus yards. That was the season everyone should be talking about. That's a better deal right now than what Cleveland's got.
Here's where I worry a little bit for Trubisky, at least initially. Glennon's going to deal with this in the meantime. Because Brandon, because Alshon Jeffery's now in the division, like Brandon Marshall, he's in Philadelphia. Cameron Meredith, I guess, is their number one. Remember they drafted Kevin White out of West Virginia?
Hurt himself.
I don't think he's played yet in 2 years. If he played last year, I don't remember it. It was a first-round pick in 2015. For all I know, I mean, you think we're annoyed by Josh Doctson. Whatever that is times two is what Bears fans feel about Kevin White. So you can't count on that guy. Their offensive line's not great. It's supposed to be better. I mean, you'd think, based on their talent, guys like Bobby Massey, Josh Sitton, Cody Whitehair, Kyle Long, that they would be able to protect. They haven't been able to. All they really have going for them is a running game with Jordan Howard and Jeremy Langford. That's about it. Tight end position's not a strength. Zach Miller's hurt all the time. Their defense is terrible. They're going to be playing from behind. Defense is pinning their ears back. So that's where I worry a little bit about Trubisky. Joe's in Manassas. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
love
Joe.
The show as always. Hey, so I wanted to say, Trubisky.
Joe, your phone up, buddy. Is the worst. Sorry, buddy.
Call right back.
I would love to have heard what you were going to say, but that phone did not allow us.
Give us a call right back, Giuseppe. We'll hop back on.
Sean McVay, Mike Martz. Did you see what Mike Martz said about the Redskins' former offensive coordinator and the youngest head coach in NFL history, who now runs the L.A. Rams at 30 years old?
I only saw the reaction. I wanted to save it live for air. I want you to tell me what he actually said. I only saw people like being like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. This is BS or whatever. I haven't seen the actual comments.
Mike Martz is quoted in a book that's coming out. The book is called Blitzed, Why NFL Teams Gamble on Starting Rookie Quarterbacks. It's actually very relevant to the conversation.
Oh, how about that? Yeah.
We're having. It's a book I plan on reading. It is due out in September. As part of the book, Martz was one of the many guys interviewed. He's one of the great masterminds in the last 30 years in the NFL on offense. He was asked whether McVay can make a difference with Jared Goff. Goff appeared in 7 games last season with Jeff Fisher. Here is what was attributed to Mike Martz as his quotes. What is he, meaning McVay, a couple of months older than Jared? They hired a buddy for Jared, Martz was quoted as saying. The NFL has nothing to do with being the friend of the buddy of the quarterback. You've got to coach them and work them hard with respect. But buddy, and this guy is a quarterback expert, an offensive expert? Wait a minute while I puke. That's what Mike Martz said about Sean McVay, who he knows nothing about, by the way. So he says, wait a minute while I puke, that they hired a guy because he's the same age as Jared Goff, which isn't completely true, by the way, to be his friend. In an interview on Tuesday with ESPN LA 710, Mike Martz came on to kind of clear the air, and he said that what he was quoted as saying is not entirely accurate. On 710 LA Radio, he said, quote, I would never say something like that. The quote was kind of embellished. It was a very short interview, and I think what I told the author, who's a respected, revered, longtime reporter and writer who doesn't make things up, Thomas George, was there's only a couple years difference between them, and they probably brought him in because of his ability to communicate with Jared Goff. You want somebody more his age, I guess. But all that other garbage, I would never say something like that. I bet.
Huh.
Thomas George, the author of the book, came out, standing by what he wrote, saying, quote, at no point in a 48-minute phone interview on April 21st for Blitzed did Mike Martz request any off-the-record comments or restrain from offering his strong opinions on a variety of NFL quarterbacking subjects, including Rams head coach Sean McVay and quarterback Jared Goff. George said in a statement, his quotes in today's book excerpts on SB Nation are completely 100% accurate. He's got the date, how long the interview was. I'm going to go with the writer, not the coach who's sitting at home salty.
So I'm sure the way it happened was you thought he was on a roll. He was getting laughs. You know, he's like shucking and jiving.
Yeah, the room's enjoying it.
He's going, you're just some 22-year-old, some guy that just bought his first legal beer last year. But this guy said, coach, come on, man, I'm going to go puke. Probably said it like that. Still the quote, bro. You mean still the quote. I liked it. I liked Mike Martz when he was cool back in the late 90s. The league has moved on from Mr. Don't Protect His Quarterback. The league has moved on. Mike Martz was influential. People are running more receiver sets.
Yeah.
It became three receivers, became standard, sometimes four. Mike Martz is just a thank for that in a lot of ways.
He smart guy.
Innovated offense, was really, really smart. I would say it helps to have Marshall Faulk and Torrey Holt on your team, but just one man's opinion.
Maybe he drew up a great offense. McVay was asked about this at the Rams complex. He says, you look at the production of offenses that he's been a part of. I don't know Coach Martz. I met him real quick at the Combine a handful of years ago, but I have a lot of respect for what he's accomplished and can't say anything but good things about him.
That's a higher road there.
One of those guys sounds like the 65-year-old who's been around forever. The other one sounds like the 30-year-old who supposedly doesn't deserve his job. McVay is not the most recent one that I mentioned. He was the former. But Mike Martz putting his foot in his mouth on Sean McVay and now saying he didn't do it. Will Montgomery on the Redskins' center situation and why they can't run the ball next on Grant and Danny.
Folks, Danny Ruvia here from my pals at Ted Britt Ford. Oh, do I love these guys? The answer is yes. It's not just lip service. I'm not just sitting here flapping my gums doing some radio advertisement. No siree, Bob. Hey, Bob. I went two different times to Ted Britt Ford. Went first for the 2016 Ford Edge. Love that car. You see that car right there? I love that car. I love it. Great ride, right? That's what the wife drives these days. Nice little mid-sized SUV for me and the growing family. Well, I like Ted Britt Ford so much, I went back. That's right, the second Ruye car, the Ford Fusion, parked downstairs charging right now. That's what I got. You can get one, too. That plus an Escape, an Edge, an Explorer, all for, check this out, 0% financing for 72 months. That's going to help keep those payments low, low, low. Plus, $1,000 trade assistance. Speaking of trades, 125% Kelley Blue Book value on your trade. And when you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get Ted Britt for life. That's new pre-owned vehicles, less than 100,000 miles. Doesn't matter. 99999, doesn't matter. You get the same treatment as 0.0, folks. Battery replacement, windshield replacement. What does that mean? Customer care. The little things that can be pains, they take the pain away. These guys are the best. Go see them in Fairfax or Chantilly. And when you go, please tell them Danny sent you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.